talking circles can promote listening at a time when it's most needed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carla Abbott, associate professor of nursing at Augustana University, discusses using this method to combat trauma.
Imagine being in a circle with a group of people from your community. Some are longtime friends, some are family, some are strangers, but all of them are listening to you speak, and none of them are interrupting you. Instead, each one listens to hear and to learn. Once they receive the talking stick, they will have their chance to speak. This is how a Lakota talking circle works. A traditional practice in American Indian communities, the talking circle has long been used as a way to make community decisions, work through community and personal struggles, and overcome historical trauma. Talking circles have more recently been used to combat and provide education about smoking and substance abuse. Our research team is using talking circles to examine the stressors surrounding pregnancy, delivery, and parenting on Great Plains reservations, where the preterm birth rate is significantly higher than in other segments of the U.S. population. The field of epigenetics has taught us that the trauma a mother experiences is transmitted to her unborn child, who then passes it to her unborn child, who carries it into her pregnancy for up to 9 generations. The trauma of losing one's land to federal reservations, losing one's culture in boarding schools, and the daily traumas of substance and domestic abuse that American Indians face are undoubtedly passed on to their children. The transgenerational trauma shared with a fetus is one cause of preterm birth. By listening to the narratives of American Indian women living on reservations, we hope to find ways to break the cycle. We hope that their stories of struggle and resilience will speak across generations as a way to remember the past and as a way to write a stronger beginning for their baby's stories.
That was Carla Abbott of Augustana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.